Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks again to Anthony Sain of the Anthony Sain Show in Memphis for joining us here for the first time. If you're just tuning in, you're on the Odyssey app, you can rewind, you check it out. Of course, you can check it out on demand after the show. Jesse does a great job of cutting up the interviews and making them available. If you're an Apple user or Spotify or wherever you get podcasts from, he makes our different guests different files so you don't have to scroll through a four-hour show to find it. But if you're interested in the Ja Morant situation, I strongly encourage you catch that conversation we had with Anthony Sain. He's in Memphis, clearly has connections to that story and was able to give us quite a bit of insight, at least from the Memphis perspective, on Anthony Sain. And as we said, Anthony's going to be with us. We'll plan some stuff for the season where we can actually talk basketball together and not what's going on with Ja Morant. But Ja Morant back in the, you know, unfortunately, you know, as Kenny loudly pointed out to start the show, it wasn't the most exciting game last night. Wasn't the most exciting game last night, and you know, didn't really have that hook to keep you super interested. So by the time the game was over, I was kind of there thinking, like, what is the hook from this game? And the hook wasn't from the game. The hook was from the day, and the hook was Adam Silver.
Yeah.
The hook was Adam Silver talking about Ja Morant, and Ja is, you know, obviously one of those mega-level superstars, and everyone kind of waiting to find out, okay, how big's the – they're going to throw a book at him, but how big is the book that they're about to throw at him? And the very vague nature in which Adam Silver was talking last night obviously got a lot of people talking. I did mean to bring up, as we did with Anthony, that Ja Morant's shoes did go on sale over the weekend as planned by Nike, and they were, again, gone before you knew it.
I like his shoes.
Wearing them or looking at them?
Looking.
Those are two color shoes.
Oh, the
right?
Blue and red ones came out this past.
Yeah,
week?
The those are called Hunkers, right?
Yeah, I thought they came out a couple weeks ago.
Or maybe it was a couple weeks ago. It was relatively maybe I just there was no sneaker talk with James. I know that might be that might be surprising, but James and I didn't break down the latest releases on the sneakers app. Though he absolutely knew who Teyana Taylor was when we referenced Teyana those shoes Taylor, the other day. But, yeah, forgive me if my timeline is wrong. The point is the shoe went on sale. The shoe sold out. Mm-hmm. And clearly there's no issue between Ja Morant and Nike.
No, man. I don't think he's there yet with Nike. I mean, Nike has invested a lot into Ja Morant and that line and him as a spokesman for Nike. And I think they're going to give him the appropriate time before – any type of action is taken. And he still sells shoes. Like, that's the other thing about it. I mean, one of the things about Kyrie is, you've mentioned it before, that relationship was already coming to an end.
Yeah.
You know, they were,
right.
I'm not trying to disparage them, but it's not like they were really taking this big old stand. They were already moving on from Kyrie and they were moving on from each other. So, that was a little easier to kind of break ties and do all this other stuff because you only had 2 or 3 months left anyway. You probably got a multi-year deal with Ja Morant.
You're just trying to get started with Ja.
Yeah. Probably see this thing through. So, Ja, and nobody knows this, you know, not even Anthony. It's all about it's all up to him. But I just don't know how seriously Ja takes any of this stuff, man.
Yeah, that's concerning. I do like the Zach Randolph comp that he brought up. Mm-hmm. Just as a example of, you know, people can evolve and change. Obviously, mm-hmm. Zach, his short time in Sacramento, that dude was loved here. Mm-hmm. He was great for the community. He was great. As bad as those teams were in those situations, he was great for those guys. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a pro, like, the whole way. Like, he was the team's leading scorer and then was asked to do nothing the next year.
Right.
And did it.
Yep.
So the idea, you know, I think that's the other thing of at least attempting to try to keep. I'm not excusing Ja Morant's behavior. I won't excuse Ja Morant's behavior. I'm in the same kind of lane as you in that I really don't know if the brother cares. He's 24. Yeah. Like, it's also, all right, you know, Can we start the process of, like, you don't want him to figure things out when he's 27
right.
or 28. It's like, brother, you've got to figure this out now, because if you don't, you're not going to have this when you're 27 or 28. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to figure it out now. And just as a person, I want him to figure this out. I don't care nothing, you know, about basketball or mm-hmm. his level of play, but that's what we do and that's what we cover. So, like, yo, figure this out now. And you can't wait till the twilight years, mm-hmm. you know, or you can't wait till the later years, like Zach Randolph did when he got to, you know, Memphis, where you know, Anthony acknowledged he got better. You know, he was a model citizen in Memphis. And then, of course, you know, his time here in Sacramento, like, you've got the opportunity to figure it out now. He's going to miss games. Mm-hmm. How many, and what is he going to do with that time? And that will tell you how serious this is. I don't want to see you with Jalen Rose. I don't want to see you with Oprah Winfrey.
Right.
I don't want to see you with anybody. Like, you've got to, like, do the work yourself. And the PR stuff it'll work. It ain't no better PR machine than a success story.
Yeah.
There's nothing, again, cuz as you pointed out, as Anthony pointed out, his crime was stupidity. Adam's point is, it could have been much worse, mm-hmm. but it could have been. It wasn't. Make sure the crime of stupidity doesn't happen again.
Right.
And there's no better PR machine than success mm-hmm. in that regard. And if he can be successful in that regard, he'll be just fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to do interviews. You don't need to do all of this stuff.
Interviews. Get off your phone. Get off your social media.
Please.
Because what he did. About a week ago.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that for a number of different reasons. I didn't like it. I'd much rather you just do nothing. Because there's so many things that went in. I won't skirt around it. There was a lot of implication.
Yeah.
With those posts that he made on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it came off. I'm not saying this is how he felt, but it came off as, you know, looking for sympathy and looking for, you know, it came off almost like a PR stunt. And if he's really going through something, like, don't do that. Cause then you got, when it's, oh, I'm just getting off Instagram for a while. That's all that was. You're like playing with people, yeah. man. And you're playing. I don't like that, man.
Yeah.
I don't like that. And maybe you don't know how to use social media and get your thoughts across and your feelings across accurately, and you use social media and it just all comes out wrong. Just don't do it. Like, if he has, now this is where you do talk about friends or advisors or something like that. Somebody needs to tell him, man, just don't worry about the social stuff. Don't worry about your phone. You don't mm-hmm. even have to announce it. Like, you don't have to announce it and say, I'm getting off social media. Just put it down and go do something else with your day.
Yeah, you don't need to say specifically goodbye to your mother, father, and daughter to leave social media.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I understand why you feel the way you feel. I don't want to take that stuff lightly.
Mm-hmm.
I think the response from other parties not named Ja Morant was appropriate. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just be sure.
Everybody was right in that situation, but I guess the frustrating thing for me, and he didn't say this per se, I guess it came out through a statement or whatever. He's like, oh, no, I was just saying I'm getting off social media for what? Don't play like that, bro. Like, it felt like you were playing. Don't play. That's serious business, man.
Yeah.
Don't play with people's emotions and hearts and stuff like that's serious business. You don't need to do that to say I'm getting off social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that kind of rubbed me wrong about it.
No,
that's a serious situation, man. Don't play around.
Understandable, because you leave a lot of people trying to figure out whether you need help.
Mm-hmm.
And not help in the regards of not acting like a jackass, but help in regards of, you know, are your mentals okay?
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I'll send Marshawn Lynch to the house. Like, Marshawn will get answers. Hey, bro, you good? Like, yeah. Let's talk. Off camera. Off socials. Like, tell me what's going on. We'll all find out. We'll all find out together when this NBA Finals wraps up. And
the other thing real quick about Ja is in the comparison to Zach Randolph is, and I know the people in Memphis don't want this. I don't have no problem with Ja being in Memphis. I don't want him to be this way. But usually those type of things, like when you get it, it takes being slapped with the reality of, oh, I just got kind of kicked out of this place.
Mm.
Like, where I was doing all this stuff, like, yeah, I'll turn it around. I'll get better. They finally had enough of me and shipped me off to City X.
Mm-hmm.
Man, now it's real. Maybe I really do need to change what I do. And I don't want Ja to have to be moved out of Memphis to get it. I know everybody in Memphis wants him to get it there.
I also don't think we need to blame the city for someone's behavior.
Absolutely not.
Like, I didn't.
Kendrick was tripping on that. I saw that. Kendrick was tripping.
Yeah, it's not Memphis's fault.
Yeah.
All right, let's reset. We'll come back.
Just won't cool down.
No, that. But if y'all were wondering, if y'all hear that noise, just listen. That is Kenny's computer, dude. Like, that thing is something. What's older, your computer or your phone? The fact phone, that you're thinking this slightly, hard about it.
The phone slightly.
Slightly. Oh, it's just quieted down. Just acts up every once in a while during the show. We'll come back. We'll talk about the news out of Phoenix regarding Frank Vogel. A little bit of a surprise, I think, to both of us. And then we'll dive back into the NBA Finals. It's Steelo and Casey. Phone lines remain open for you, by the way. 916-909-1320 here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
D'Lo and Casey continues. Streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Y'all got me wanting to find a record to play like we did yesterday.
All gold everything. Find the clean version. Let it play a little bit. That's the one right there. Trinidad James, first of all, he hosts like a sneaker show. You ever watch it?
Mm-mm.
On Complex. It's like, it's not even like, you know, like the Joe Puma down to the places and they shop with them, whatever.
I just do not believe that that's real. I know we've been over this before. I just cannot believe that that would be real.
You see a Stephen A. Smith one?
No.
Yeah, you got one.
I saw the Stone Cold one. There ain't no way Stone Cold bought like $13,000 worth of shoes. There ain't no way.
Yeah. Oh,
come on, man. Yeah. It's summertime, baby.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. It's summertime, hey. Baby.
Hey.
Shout out Danny in San Francisco.
Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch me.
Yeah, them summertime vibes right there.
Come on,
yes,
man.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Come on, Complex. Put that in the rotation, Complex. Come on, man. Oh, my gosh. That song goes so hard.
We'll go from all gold everything to Mitch. 916-909-1320. Mitch, what's happening, baby?
How's it going, guys? Casey, Damon, hope everything's well.
Yes, fantastic, sir. Mitch.
You like Trinidad James, Mitch?
Okay, I know. I'm showing my age. Were they part? Did they open up for CCR? What can I tell you? Well, at least CCR is from your neck of the woods, originally with the Gollywogs. CCR. Clearwater.
CCR. I don't know who CCR is, man.
Come on, get out of here. He's got the best. That's the best voice in music, I think. What a great song and the bickering that they had. I mean, he wrote most of the songs, and it was his voice, his lead guitar. Of course, he didn't get more than 25%. Jesus. And we will have to suffer for it because it was shortchanged. They never had a number one hit, but they had plenty of number twos. Anyway, it's hot over here. I don't know about having a full head of hair. It still wouldn't help me. I'd still be roasting. It's like 95 already. John Morant.
95 yep. In Jersey, crazy, bro. I know that.
Yeah, 90. Yeah. It definitely is. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ja, what do you got?
That is nuts. But he has it coming. Maybe she missed the whole season. I mean, he was given a big shot. He's dumb. You're recording. It's terrible. What's going on out there? You should know better.
That's
a lot to call for the whole season, man. Yeah. That's a lot.
I say 20 to 30 games is what he'll probably get, and that's probably what he deserves. He don't need more than 30. People kind of wilding.
Could hit you with another one.
Yeah.
Check 1-2.
That's old Snoop Dogg right there. Come on, man. Come on, man. What you know about R&B Thursday?
I put it down for the LBC. I put it down for a place called Queens. You know I represent
come
the 213.
Boy, Ralph Nelson Dig is a bad boy. Jesse, you don't even know this record, do you? You don't even know. Man, see, I know YouTube's going to be mad at us. See, if I just talk over it, because I just want to hear Raphael Sadiq just start the record. Just bring it in.
Legend in the
game. He won an ours. We claim him. We claim him here. Hold on. Let him go.
I tried to look the other way, but then you passed me by. I saw you.
Man. I love music, bro. Come on, man. I love music.
Come on, man.
Stop it.
Come on, man.
Stop it.
Raphael Sadiq. Where does this go? So my aunt, my grandmother's sister, was married to, I think, the uncle of Dwayne in the group. I think that's the relation.
Okay. Give that to me one more time. Your
my dad's mom's
dad, mom,
sister,
husband. Okay, forget it. Never mind.
We almost
never mind. Your dad's mom's sister's husband
was the uncle, or maybe it was just cousin.
So
of Dwayne and Tony.
So your dad, mom's sister's husband was the uncle
slash cousin.
Okay, not slash or uncle or uncle or cousin of it's Dwayne Wiggins, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Dwayne All right.
Dwayne was at the funeral. When
what's the relation?
Brown passed away.
What's the relation to you then?
Well, I mean, marriage.
No, what cousins. Would that make you? You'd be cousin. Dad's mom's sister's husband was the uncle or cousin of Dwayne Wiggins.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I say that's how we claim Rafael Sadiq. They got sacramental ties.
Oh, Rafael Sadiq definitely got sacramental ties.
You see in the Ask a You video, he got the Mitch Richmond jersey
Deja.
On.
Deja. Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite tracks, and it's not on Apple.
Where did I hear it? I thought I heard it. The record
is not Ask of You. It's not on Apple.
Well, that's a fail.
That's a bad. That was Higher Learning, right? Oh yeah, Deja. Of course, it was Higher Learning.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that's an all timer. That's an all timer.
Thankfully, it's in my personal library, so I can.
Yeah,
find
I about
it,
to say but, I just heard that not too long ago. Yeah. I guess I just played it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, that's what it was. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the phone lines. We were told over the weekend that the Suns were deciding between Frank Vogel and Doc Rivers. Mm. Well, today, the Phoenix Suns have hired Frank Vogel to be their next head coach. That leaves Toronto as the last open coaching position.
That was a surprising hire, man. I mean, Frank Vogel's cool. I don't know if Frank Vogel's the direction I would have went. Do you think?
Would you have gone Doc, or would you have gone somewhere else?
I would have gone Doc.
Okay.
Between those two, but a report came out that Doc said he was withdrawing his name from consideration. Do you think that's really what happened?
No.
So they really picked Frank Vogel over Doc Rivers?
I don't like why. So why did Doc go through all of this? I think they might have told him, hey, we're going with Frank Vogel, and their way of doing it, the way his team decided to do it, is to withdraw from consideration.
No, I agree with you. I think that's exactly what happened. But like the part that kind of surprises me or baffles me is they, no disrespect to Frank Vogel, but they chose Frank Vogel over Doc.
Frank Vogel, I'll work backwards from his last year with the Lakers, 33-49, 42-30. 52-19. Those were his records with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Championship in there.
Absolutely. Won an NBA championship. Okay, go with that. 25-57. His last year with Orlando, 29-53. Only got 2 years in Orlando, and then you know where he's most known is his stint with Indiana, 45-37, 38-44, 56-26, 49-32, 42-24. And then 20-18 when he got started. He has a win percentage of .526. I didn't think it was going to be Frank Vogel. I really did not. So Frank Vogel's known most, I think, for defense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't get it. I don't get it with this group. I mean, Kevin Durant, I think, still can be a very, very good defender. I don't think Devin Booker is a very good defender. Chris Paul, I think, is past the point in his career where he wants to play defense.
Mm. Or can.
At all.
Yeah.
or can, right. Frank Vogel sure would have made sense if Cam Johnson and Mikal Bridges were there. But they're not. So I don't – hey, good luck to Frank Vogel. I hope you finish, you know, right below the Sacramento Kings. But this one, I don't quite see it.
So do you think there is any validity to, and I'll ask it again because I just had another thought in my head. Okay. Is there any validity to Doc Rivers withdrawing his name?
I don't think Vince? Doc would.
And here's why I'll say that.
Okay.
I haven't talked to anybody yet who thinks that's a good job. Like, yeah, you got KD and Devin Booker, but everybody that, every time we bring up Phoenix, when me, you, Ham,
yeah,
anybody, like,
I agree. I don't think it's a good job.
It's possible Doc may not think it's a good job.
When did he withdraw then?
I saw him last night.
You saw? Man, that's tough, bro. That's tough for me.
I know.
Like, we talked about, we were told over the weekend, it's Doc or it's Frank. Mm. That's what we were told. Now that I didn't ask, hey, is Doc having second thoughts about this? I don't know. Maybe he did, but it's convenient. This is really convenient if he withdrew.
Yeah.
But
once again, to play devil's advocate, though, if I'm Doc Rivers and Doc looks at this job the way a lot of people seem to look at it, it's like, I can't win here. Like, my next job, I gotta go somewhere where I can get this stench off of me. If I go to Phoenix, probably losing the second round again.
Man, but what? How many more opportunities? Like next hiring cycle, right? Next year,
yeah.
Is there going to be a job better than Phoenix? Because think about it, Milwaukee
maybe Boston,
just
maybe he goes back to Boston.
Man,
I'm not trying to do it, but wow. they was already talking about getting rid of him after this year.
Well, they was, but they need to shut up.
I agree.
Give the man a chance to coach with his team.
Boston,
his coaching staff.
What other job may be available? Golden State.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Boy, Golden State hiring Doc Rivers.
They would have a fit.
Oh, man. Wow.
Dallas might be available. Chicago.
Did Doc interview for Toronto?
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. No. I think they focused more on Jordy types.
Mm.
You know, obviously, you know, Jordy was interviewed there, but I think they focused on younger coaches and not, you know, Doc. And I don't even know if they interviewed Mike Budenholzer or any of those guys. Like they went for something. And so that's the other thing about. So there's the other thing. You mentioned Boston, Golden State. Mike Budenholzer is available as well.
Yeah.
I don't. So now that we're talking through this, I don't think Doc withdrew. Mm-hmm. I don't think Doc got the job.
I don't think so either. I just think about that situation.
Your point is valid, though, because we've talked about that from John. That was one of the first questions we asked is if this Phoenix job is good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's tough for me to believe, like, because Doc's got to be getting close to his last chance, right?
Yeah.
Doc wins games. There's no it's not whether you're a good coach or a bad coach. Doc is a good coach. He's a great coach. He's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you want this coach for? Development? Because I don't think Doc's doing those jobs anymore. Hmm. Doc, the job Doc wants is Phoenix or Milwaukee.
Somebody, like, that's on the doorstep.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah, somebody's on the door. But, that's, you know, it. Doc, we talk about how many more chances he might get. I've been saying this a lot lately. Don't mean to be disparaging. I seriously don't here, because you know I love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But look at Rick Adelman. He kept getting jobs. Portland, Golden State, Sacramento, Houston, Minnesota. And he never won.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody looked at him like he's a good coach.
Yeah.
He's a good coach. He can get us, you know, to a winning space.
Houston was after Sacramento.
It was, right? Houston, then
and then Minnesota.
Minnesota
was the end.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I wasn't making that as a statement. I was asking that as a question.
I think so.
Okay.
Because Houston. I don't know if I said Minnesota. I think Minnesota was last.
Because Houston was. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if either of those were. It goes to what you want.
Are you?
He doesn't appear to be in contention for a contendership job. I mean, a development job like a Detroit or a Toronto.
Yeah.
Although Toronto, I'd argue, is not a development job. It's something weirdly in the middle, and I don't know exactly what. I don't know. I like Doc. I'll never look down on anyone who hires Doc Rivers.
Right.
Not Phoenix, not Golden State. No one. I wouldn't look down on someone hiring Doc Rivers. I think he's a very good coach. I think the rap on him is accurate. As much as I like Doc Rivers, you can't defend against his record in elimination games. Like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It is uniquely dreadful. I don't think there's anything like that in anywhere else in basketball. But I'm still surprised that Frank Vogel is the guy for this job.
I didn't see it.
I have no clue what Phoenix is going to look like next year.
Absolutely none. I think Phoenix potentially is better than, you know, what a lot of people has a better opportunity than more people are giving them credit for.
So you're talking about a championship?
Yeah, I think they could be a championship type team next year.
I thought that going in,
I think they can.
Well, it's because it's the last thing we saw. Mm. The last thing we saw was them losing rather emphatically.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They didn't. I mean, it was six. Right? It was 4-2 because they won two in a row.
And it took heroic efforts to get the two.
The two. Yeah. I think my concern became, they won a lot of games at the end of the season, and it was kind of like, whoa. Meanwhile, you know, way back when the Kings were bad, they'd win games at the end of the season, and people would be, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But when Phoenix did it, it's like, oh, my God, watch out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, seeing the way Denver played them, it was like, oh, man, how is this going to look over an 82-game season?
Hmm.
It's so... Spoiler alert, it's going to look good. Mm-hmm. Like, Phoenix is easily, well, barring something catastrophic, it's a playoff team. It's a top six team. But that's not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. The point is that when you make a move like you made to get Kevin Durant, the point is a championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, free agency begins in a month. So there's more to this story. But right now, I don't think Phoenix is a champ. Right now, I don't feel like you do. I'm more likely lean on the Clippers again than I would Phoenix, which is dumb. That's my fault. Again, that's like saying Doc Rivers is going to win this game seven.
Well, I mean, I like the Clippers more than I like Phoenix. So I wouldn't be mad at that.
I'm so fascinated what this team will look like over 82 games, though.
Frank Vogel. You think Frank Vogel's a good coach? I think he is.
Yes, he's not a bad coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Orlando thing is a smidge bit unfair.
If the Kings going into last year hired Frank Vogel,
I don't think I'd be happy.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be happy.
I'd be like,
I would not.
I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be happy though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy.
Like, we'll see what happens.
No, I would not. I wouldn't be. Who was it? It was Mike, Mark Jackson, and
Steve Clifford.
He would have been, if the list was four instead of three, he would have been third. Because
mm-hmm.
I would have rather, yeah, I would have rather had Mark than
Steve Clifford. Frank was so upset with those Hornets this year.
I did not want Steve Clifford as the coach of this team. Like, that just does not. I feel like Steve Clifford is a flawless assistant. Perfect. I feel like he is a perfect assistant coach. You're gonna have to tell me what you're laughing at.
No, I don't know. This ain't fair, man. This ain't right. But I think about when Steve Clifford, we talk about Steve Clifford, and I think about old girl in New Jack City when she goes, "Step off, Grandpa."
Oh man, come on, man. What are you doing?
I don't know why I think that way.
I don't either.
I think just because he's old. He's not even like really old, but he's older than those other people we were talking about. Step off, Grandpa. That's wrong, man. I'm sorry, Steve Cooper. Oh, man.
I'm going to watch New Jack City this weekend.
I used to watch that every Thanksgiving. Now, no Joe Mazzulla, but I used to watch that like every Thanksgiving because Uncle Larry used to love that.
Next game is until Sunday. Is that right?
Sunday.
Game
2 Sunday. And then they don't play till Wednesday.
Man, this NBA Finals going to go on until the California Classic start.
Nope. This is going to go on until next week.
If he goes to Game 7, it'll end on June 18th.
Yeah, it ain't going to
this
June
NBA
18th.
Finals going until Friday night.
Well, wow. Come on, man. You don't think he's...
Nah, I said
you
Nuggets 5.
You did. That's right, you did.
So maybe it'll reach the next week. Let's say they'll probably play on Monday. I don't think they'll play on back-to-back Sundays. But
you got these dudes winning one game. Hey, man, shout out to David Aldridge. Aldridge. And also apologies to everybody who tuned in yesterday. It appears we had the least creative conversation in history as we were talking about the Nuggets and the Kings and implementing that group and the importance of patience and withstanding, the pitfalls. And this morning I woke up to The Athletic, and I understand why it's such a big storyline with Eric Spoelstra and Michael Malone as the two head coaches. Mm-hmm. But David Aldridge wrote a great article talking about exactly what we spent like 90 minutes talking about yesterday. Tony Jones wrote a very similar article to what David Aldridge wrote about. And I just, again, apologize for our lack of creativity in planning yesterday's show. But I really did enjoy David Aldridge's column because he brought in Boston to the equation. And he was like, hey, doesn't Brad Stevens know he's supposed to panic? Didn't Brad Stevens see what happened in Milwaukee and Philadelphia? Doesn't he know he was supposed to be in the NBA Finals and now he has to fire his head coach?
Hmm.
Or is he looking at this NBA Finals and seeing this is what you do? You withstand the tough times. Like, you withstand the pitfalls. You withstand the setbacks. And
right.
And that's what we talked at length about. Regarding less the Miami Heat and more the Denver Nuggets. There's a great quote from Michael Malone in there where he's talking about being fired. He's like, being fired is just a part of this. Like, you have to accept that. Like, I watched my dad be fired. Like, I was fired. Like, it's, mm-hmm. it's like great coaches get fired. Look at Monty Williams. Yeah. Monty Williams was fired and shout out to Detroit, who, saw him for what he is, a great coach. By the way, Monty, I got to call Monty and congratulate him because I need a loan. And normally when a line like that is in a column, you'll see in parentheses, Monty Williams signed a blah, 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 blah contract.
Yeah.
And I just love that David Aldridge just let it ride with the quote as it was. Yeah, I got to hit up Monty. I need a loan. I thought that was a great line. And then I also felt really bad for Frank Vogel this morning. When his contract got announced.
Oh, damn.
Hey, great money.
What is his contract?
It was like 31.
Slumming it.
Right? Like, it's like, man, it's.
No, that's crazy. That's $31 million to coach.
Yeah. And look, he's going to earn every penny he's going to have to earn every penny of that $31 million. But I just, after hearing a potential $100 million contract drop the day before, I felt a little bad for him.
Mm.
I was like, oh, that's not fair. That's not okay. They just.
These coaches be.
It's a 5-year, $31 million deal.
Somebody.
You're right. He's slumming it.
Somebody get ready to get a GoFundMe for Frank when the contract is up.
I don't know. I don't know how he's going to feed his kids that way.
I don't know either. Latrell Sprewell. Hey, I'm not saying they shouldn't get it or anything like that. Coaches make a lot of money.
Well, that's $6 million
That's what it is. That's just the basic, but that's a lot of money to coach.
That's an important. Well, a lot of us think it's an important job. We understand you don't, but
I'm not saying they should make.
I can't wait till David Patrick joins us, Coach Patrick. And I tell you, have we ever told you that Kenny hates coaches, Coach? No, have I ever told you that?
No. Don't see the media. they'll just throw anything out there. They'll just, the, me and Joel Embiid, same thing. They just cut up our answers.
Well, you brought up the Philadelphia 76ers. I thought of you when I saw the commercial for the 2001 Sixers documentary. Did you get a chance to see it?
I did see it.
Okay. I want to hear your thoughts on it. 916-909.
One of my favorite teams ever.
Yeah, I know. If you ever are in a game show and you need to call a friend about the 2001 Philadelphia 76ers, call Kenny. That man knows. We'll come back and talk more about that. We've also got James Hamm, final hour of the show. That's all on the way here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
D'Lo and KC continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Shout out to everybody listening on the Odyssey app at 1320 AM, 98.5. We welcome those watching on twitch.tv/ESPN1320, youtube.com/ESPN1320, wherever you are. We appreciate you so much for being with us. James Hamm coming up the final hour of the show, the final hour of the week. We'll hang out with our ESPN 1320.
You have plans this weekend? Insider.
Yeah, because your boy is an idiot can't do stuff right the first time. I still have work to do in my backyard.
It bees that way. I understand.
You know, Kenny wasn't here last week, and I got a call late last week, and I was chastised, not by Kenny, but by Jasmine. Because Jazz thought, when we were talking about the turf and I had gotten the quotes and all of that stuff, Jazz thought she heard me say I was going to pay $16,000 for someone to lay turf at my house. And she called that morning and I was promptly yelled at. And I was like,
welcome to my world.
Ma'am, you misheard. I'm going to go buy some seating to put back there on my grass. I'm not doing that. I went from, let's see what a quote looks like. A few thousand dollars. It'd be worth it, to forget it. I'll just go buy some $40 soil and seed and do it myself. Of course I'm a jackass and I don't know how to do it. So it's like, I removed a fire pit that was in my backyard, which is
the joint right under the.
No, not by the door. Oh, no, okay. not the purchased fire pit.
Jesus, my bad.
There was a one they made, and it was trash, and it was like I finally got rid of it, and I like the soil. There's a little dip. I need to get some more soil, a little more seed. Got sprinklers running every 5 minutes to try to water this thing, but. I got a lot of work to do. So those are my plans.
Well, is it going to be too hot? Is it going to be hot?
Yeah, it is. Oh, man. Damn, it, in fact, is.
Get up. Well, I ain't got to tell you to get up early. You'll be up early.
I'll be up anyways. Yeah.
Knock it out early.
Stephen Brown says, Jazz, get it together, D-Lo. That was essentially the gist of the call. You notice Stephen Brown keeps changing his profile pic.
Look, in this one, he put some little people in the picture with him. To make his 5'9 ass look like he's taller than what he is. You can't fool me, Stephen Brown.
Yeah, Stephen Brown, the joke is Stephen Brown says he's 6'5". Kenny swears he's not. So it feels like
147.
Every week or so, Stephen Brown is changing his profile pic on YouTube to show how tall he is. And Kenny's calling cap on all of it.
He's a welterweight, man. Stephen Brown, a welterweight, man. 5'147.
Shout out to Wool here on YouTube. He says, I can imagine D'Lo yelling at nobody while working on his backyard. You must be my neighbor, because I can't say that didn't happen. Gilbert, D'Lo already upset and he hasn't even started. No, that's not true. The reason I'm upset is because I started last week. I made a job that should have taken 4 or 5 hours at the most. I've turned it into now a 7-day project. Going to bleed into 8.
You're a busy man.
If I had done it right the first time, it would have been fine. This is why I hire people. Like, I'm not the, like, I, hey, to the brothers out there who could do everything, you could fix cars and you can lay lawn and you can stucco or whatever you do. Congratulations to all of you.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I can't do none of that. Hey, this is broken. I got to call somebody. Yeah, jackass, it's unplugged. Oh, well, thanks for coming to tell me it was unplugged. Like, that's I'm just not good at fixing stuff. I'm not good at landscaping. I'm not good at any of that.
It's not my bag either. Ramsey in the chat, he says that Katrina is the Lowe's Green Acres Home Depot expert.
I believe that.
It's kind of like my house, too. And she confirms. She says, very true, Ramsey. I'm the handy one. It's kind of like my house, too. Jazz is the handy one. I am, believe it or not, I'm the technology guy.
You are the technology guy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm with that.
I'll figure out how to get something to work.
Can you figure out how to quiet down that computer?
Yeah, you see it not making no noise.
Hey, turned it off.
Just close it real quick and we back at it. But I get all that stuff together. She goes and
some people
sods the lawn. Or
some people have all of this stuff that they do like really well. I don't think I have one of those things. This is it. Like, I can talk.
Radio.
And at this point, it's a bit shaky that I can talk, but I can talk. But, like,
you can cook.
Can't work on. Yeah, I can cook. Yeah. I ain't Squints, though. Squints got me in my feelings after going out with him on
Squints
Tuesday.
Squints out here, man. Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen.
I was like, yeah, I'm a great cook. And then I look over at Squints, like, hell.
And then, see, it's always so, like, this is what happens at the house all the time. Like, there are times when she asks me, she's like, yo, can you mow the lawn or something, right? I live a busy life. So she'll ask me on a Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get to it. And it gets to, like, Wednesday, and it still hasn't been mowed yet. And she's like, I'm going to just go do it myself. She don't even say nothing. All of a sudden, I just hear the lawnmower going at home.
Oh.
And then I'm like, oh. How am I going to be looking in on my block?
That's
where you out here mowing the lawn and I'm just coming out here. So I come over and take over.
That is a level 10 passive aggressive behavior.
When me and my brother were like in high school, stuff like that, we had to do the lawns and all that stuff or whatever. When we would lag on it, my mom would do that. That we always knew there's hell to pay. When she's coming in, there's hell to pay.
Oh.
Oh, no. I'm like, and then, like I said. How am I going to go outside? How am I going to come out my front door?
Can't.
Where the neighbors been seeing you mowing the lawn.
This dude over here had his pregnant wife out there mowing the
lawn. So, yeah, I'll be like, watch out, man. I got it. And the crazy thing is she's like, no, I like doing this. No, she really does like doing it. I was like, you can't do that.
Well, like, it would have been fine if, like, no conversation had been had. The lawnmower starts. She goes out and mows the lawn. It's like, I like doing it. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she asked you to do it, and you didn't, that creates a whole different dynamic when that lawnmower gets fired up.
Just give me a second. I don't get home before the sun comes home. Four out of the five work days.
Well, I think her point was it was 4 days later.
The work week hadn't even ended. I don't even get a breather till Wednesday.
But she asked you Sunday.
Sunday, we were out at some game.
Well.
Kids are out here in Rockland again this weekend, but Reese isn't playing. You got baseball.
Damn, got one of them schedules, huh? Deion Sanders.
Yeah, he got to keep him busy.
I get it.
Oh, tomorrow I'm doing that foam run thing again. Tomorrow morning. Anybody that's out of Cal Expo?
Very good.
Come pull up on me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.